Welcome to the Lucas Show. Well, it's been a little while since we've had one of these, and I hope you enjoy this one. Today I've chosen to talk about an issue a little bit less economic than usual. Abortion. Now, to me, abortion is probably the most important political issue of our day. Mostly because I'm pro-life. And 44 million fetuses being aborted since Roe v. Wade is important to me. I'm going to talk about abortion from a multifaceted perspective. I was brought on to do this by my support for President Bush's Supreme Court nomination. Now, I think that there are a number of ways that we can look at abortion in order to understand it. First, I think of it from a cultural perspective. Now, a lot of the time, the cultural language talks about rights. Woman has a right to her body. The child has a right to life. And we just kind of go back and forth on this, and we really don't get anywhere. But I think that at root, there is another philosophy out there where progress can be made. And the problem is, this philosophy is something that our children are beginning to believe. It's a pretty simple philosophy, and I've heard this argument coming from pro-choicers. That is, it is better for the child to be aborted than to be born into a family where it is unwanted. Or, let me rephrase that, better dead than unwanted. And the simple fact is, our teenagers are getting this message. They're understanding this message. How we know that is that when they feel unwanted, they go out and kill themselves. Look at the teenage suicide rate and tell me that's not true. Culturally, we are accepting this notion that it is better to be dead than unwanted. I simply think that's untrue. Unfortunately, many people, including teenagers that commit suicide, disagree with me. Now, I think we can also understand abortion somewhat just from an economic perspective. Now, this is going to sound somewhat cold coming at it from this approach, especially from someone who's pro-life. But we can kind of understand this notion from an economic perspective, why people are having these abortions. Well, it used to be that people, children, were an economic asset. That as a farmer, children could work on the farm and thereby be a productive part of the family. Or when child labor was still legal, the child could go out and work in a factory and be a productive part of the family economically. But today, that's not the case. Today, children are basically a 100% liability. Because what do you have to do? You have to pay for all of their living. They can't work for the first 16 years of their life, with a few exceptions. Quite simply, they're just costly. Now, I'm not saying that it's, oh, terrible, don't bother having kids, they cost too much. But I am seeing that changes the way we think about it. So when these poor people have children, or get pregnant, rather, they're faced with the choice of whether they want to bear this cost, which, quite simply, they very well may not be able to afford, and are left with really two options, being abortion and adoption. And sometimes abortion is, quite simply, the easier option. So that's what a lot of the poor people that end up pregnant, unplanned, end up doing. Now, I'm going to offer solutions a little bit different, because you'll hear pro-lifers all the time say, adoption, 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 that's what we need more adoption. Well, that's great. But I say let's strike the problem back at its root. The problem is that these children are economic liabilities for a very, very long time. And when they turn to the point where they're no longer liabilities but assets, they're legally out on their own. So the parent really, all they can expect is to pay a whole bunch of money into this child, and then the child to leave. So let's change that. First, let's eliminate mandatory schooling after grade 6. Because let's be honest, if your goal in life, as far as career is concerned, is to, say, work in a factory, you don't need anything above a 6th grade education. After 6th grade, you can read relatively well. You can do basic maths, you can balance your checkbook. And basically, that's what you need, as far as life skills are concerned. Everything above sixth grade is great if you want to be an educated person. But quite simply, a lot of people don't care or can't afford to be an educated person just for the sake of being an educated person. So let's eliminate that. Of course, this means we're going to do something else as well. We can't just let these kids out of school and have them hang out. Let's lower the legal working age. Now, some people say, oh, that's cruel, bring back child labor, you believe in slavery. I don't. What I do believe is that some people are better off getting on-the-job training in the workplace when they're at age 12 than they are sitting around in a classroom where they're bored out of their mind learning stuff, or not learning stuff, as the case may be, that they're never going to use in life. So put them in the workplace, put them in apprenticeship programs at a very young age where they can learn this stuff, where they can begin being trained to become a mechanic, which I think is a very respectable job, where they can learn to be a full-time factory worker, which we certainly need those. Put people out there doing what they will be doing. Set them on the path they're going to follow for their life. I think ultimately we'll be better off, not only because we'll have more productive people out there in society producing to fulfill the needs of our society, but we'll also have less of an incentive for poorer people, being the people who get abortions, to go out and get abortions. Well, that's it for me this week. Have a good one.